Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning in the studio, we have got PhD candidate from the School of Biological Sciences, Ariel Heswell. Morena, Ariel, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thank you for coming in today. We're talking about bycatch in the fishing industry and what sort of is some of the problems for seabirds that are being, I guess, affected by this. You've done some research into specifically what types of seabirds are more likely to be affected by this, but let's start with, a basic question. What is bycatch, first off the bat?
Cool. So bycatch is the unintentional catch of a particular species which is not the intended target
okay.
of the fishery.
I see. So it's when you basically get a bird caught when you should be catching a fish. I see. And so that's obviously a big problem for fishing in New Zealand and our fishing industries and a huge ecological problem. Mm. Now, what has your research led you to discover about the types of birds that are affected by this?
So we've discovered that generally those seabirds with larger overall body sizes are more likely to be impacted by the fisheries and get caught, as well as those which have longer skulls and longer wing lengths. They're also more likely to get caught, as well as those, however, if you look at it relative to body size, those which have a larger sensory organ are more likely to get caught in bycatch.
So a sensory organ, is that like a nostril or is that like an eye? How does that work?
Mm. So these are sensory features which can include the eye socket volume and the nostril socket volume, yes.
So why do you think it is this like larger size of the bird or these kind of sensory organs, as you say, that affects how come it's catched more often? Catched, mm. caught, caught more often.
Yes, so a larger body size is probably more susceptible to entanglement, so they're probably more likely to get all caught up in the gear. Those with larger sensory systems relative to their body size, they probably have greater ability to detect the bait or the chum.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so from further distances, they're more likely to hone in on it, detect all that nice smelling bait, and more likely to go and get entangled in the gear.
So I'm imagining this is a problem for some of our quite, endangered species here, like our albatross and things like this. What is your research going to do, I guess, for the conservation side of things? Is this something you're going to present to fisheries? Is it going to be something you present to DOC? How does this get used?
Mm. Yeah, I've given some presentations for Australasian Society of Animal Behaviour as well as Birds New Zealand, and it's just getting the knowledge out there to the public and to inform them that, hey, these birds are more susceptible because they have these sensory features which are highly adapted.
Mm.
And just to enhance more understanding, generate some more research potential out of this, and hopefully get the word out.
It's kind of one of those things that I think in New Zealand you sort of grow up with a little bit of a knowledge around there being these problems in fishing that end up affecting our bird life. But what would you like to see, I guess, in the future? As you say, just more public knowledge is a really good start. But from your perspective as a researcher, what would you like to see, I guess, put in place by some of these industries to protect wildlife?
Oh, I would love them to. It would be great if we have like a lot more security camera footage on foot, and to try and use bait and to try and mask the bait if possible. Some papers have shown that actually dyeing the color blue, the color blue, can actually mask it from certain seabird species.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. So they can't actually see the bait and are therefore less likely to actually go and take it on.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Some more sensory-based mitigation techniques to try and reduce bycatch would be amazing. So a lot more innovative ideas to try and mask the bait or mask the and just prevent the birds from going towards the fishing vessel in general would be great.
Mm. As a bit of a picture of how, I guess, widespread this problem is, do you have any idea, I mean, off the top of your head, of the kind of size of the issue at the moment? Like how much bycatch is a regular occurrence in the industry?
Yes. So seabirds are, there are approximately 360 species of seabirds, and a study has shown 11% are near threatened and 31% are globally threatened.
Wow.
The top three threats to them include climate change, invasive species, and bycatch, which can cause over hundreds of thousands of deaths around the world each year. And in New Zealand, it's approximately 1,000 to 6,000, depending on the study.
Right.
But it has generally shown a bit of a decline, which is great.
And that is good.
I hope that is because mitigation strategies have worked. Mm. And yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things that, you know, must be an ongoing problem. Does there seem to be, I guess, pushback from fishing industries or anything, or are people quite willing to get on board with the process of making fishing processes safer for the environment?
Yes, I believe there are definitely movements forward to that, as there's also some other researchers I know which are going onto fishing vessels to test light attraction on the fishing vessels to see if they can actually reduce that and therefore also reduce attraction to the fishing vessel. So fisheries are getting involved and do seem to want to at least show some form of concern towards the seabirds and other bycatch.
So with your research, were you hands-on? Were you getting on boats? Were you getting on vessels? Or was yours more looking at data and you know, quantitative stuff?
Yeah, so for my honours project, I was looking at data. I was doing some analysis with that on the literature, as well as I went to museums and did some morphometric measurements. So I measured skulls, I measured wings, this. Nostril socket volumes in Auckland Museum, Te Papa, and in Canterbury. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. There's quite a lot of, I guess, resource out there to do this kind of research. What's next for you? What are you on in your sort of project at the moment?
Yeah, so I'm looking at light attraction in seabirds. And so I'm looking at if there are different colours of lights which are more susceptible to seabirds, as well as going down a plastic avenue. So I'm looking at what colours of plastic are more likely to be ingested by the seabirds, and also also the type of plastic as well.
Oh, wow. That sounds like maybe quite depressing, but also very interesting research. Ariel, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us this morning. It's been great.
Thank you for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university. And